Michael Gerson worked in the Bush administration when PEPFAR was created 10 years ago. The president's emergency plan for AIDS relief was meant to turn around the deadly epidemic in other countries.
There were really whole countries in Africa that were living in the shadow of death. A country like Zambia, at one point, two teachers were dying of AIDS for every one that was graduating from teaching school.
Gerson, now a Washington Post columnist and fellow at the One Campaign for Global Disease, witnessed rapid improvement.
It's just extraordinary that you've got 7 million people in sub-Saharan Africa who are living with AIDS instead of dying from AIDS. I remember visiting in Ethiopia an orphanage where all the children were HIV positive, all orphans, and every single one of them died. And then, you know, seeing the AIDS drugs start to arrive, none of the children at that orphanage were dying.
Early treatment and preventing mother-to-child transmission tremendously curbed new infections, leading Gerson to say there could be an AIDS-free generation. Syracuse AIDS Community Resources Director Michael Crinan is not quite that optimistic.
You know, there's so many reasons that people make the choices they make that put them at risk for so many diseases, including HIV, that we don't want to focus on.
Crinan and Gerson agree the U.S. has trouble talking about sex and hasn't solved the poverty issues that exacerbate AIDS. They say more testing could stop people who don't even know they have the AIDS virus from spreading it. Chris Bolt, WAER News.